Once upon a time, there was a cow called Moo, who would spend his days in the field eating long green grass. Crunch, crunch, crunch. When night came and the farmer put all the animals to bed and closed the barn door, Moo would wrap himself up in a dark, dark cloak and begin to creep across the floor. Moo would creep past sheep, who was wrapped up in a ball. Moo would creep past horse, who stood so grand and tall. Moo would creep past field mouse's tiny house in the wall. Moo would creep to the hole he dug into the ground. Then he would creep through the hole to see what adventures could be found. One dark, dark night, Moo felt very hungry and was bored of eating long green grass. Crunch, crunch, crunch. So Moo had a plan to make himself a big, yummy midnight lunch. Moo crept across the floor and out of the barn and over the field and into the wood. Moo walked towards the orchard to an apple tree where underneath it he stood. Moo chomped on apple after apple until he'd eaten them all up. Moo walked towards the strawberry field and ate them too. Moo found some blackberry bushes in the moonlight and ate them too. Moo ate and ate and ate. It was all he could do. Moo knew he would have to get back to the barn soon and creep back to his bed, but he began to feel tired, so lay down in the field to rest his head. Moo was woken by Blackbird, who whispered in his ear. Moo, he said, what are you doing here? Moo jumped up in shock and started running from the field and back to the barn door. He quickly pushed his head through the hole he dug in the floor. But when Moo tried to get through the hole and back to his bed, he realized he was stuck there.
Oh dear, I've ate too much, he said.
Moo pushed and pushed, but he still did not get through.
Oh dear, he said, what am I going to do?
Moo shouted, help me, to sheep, who was wrapped up in a ball. Moo shouted, help me, to horse, who stood so grand and tall. Moo was making so much noise it woke up the field mouse, who was tucked up in her tiny house in the wall. When field mouse saw Moo in the hole and not in his bed, what are you doing stuck in a hole? She said.
Please help me, Moo said to his friend. I was bored and went for a midnight lunch, you see. I ate too much and got myself stuck because the food was so lovely, but the farmer will be here soon and will be very angry with me.
Field Mouse came up to Moo and gave him a smile. I have a plan, she said. Just wait here a while. Then Field Mouse climbed on his head and began to nibble the barn door, which was above the hole in the floor. She nibbled and nibbled and nibbled the door. All the wood chips fell to the floor. She nibbled and nibbled and nibbled and nibbled them. Pop! Moo's head was free again. Field Mouse ran up to the door and began to open the lock. They had to be quick before the farmer came at 6 o'clock. Moo hurried back in and back to his bed.
Thank you, Field Mouse, I've been very silly. No more midnight lunches for me, he said.